Hey ladies, get ready and mark your calendars for an unforgettable experience July the 25th through the 27th of 2024. The Teachable Women Podcast is hosting a women's retreat. Join us at the luxurious Weston Oak Hotel in the Galleria of Houston, Texas. We'll be firing on all cylinders as we present Jesus as He is. Prepare to have fun, laugh, and exercise your faith as we embark on a journey of spiritual growth. Whether you're single, married, widowed, or hopeful, this retreat is for you. If you're ready to uncover the treasures in Jesus and cultivate a better relationship with Him, don't miss out. Visit teachablewoman.com for more details and secure your spot today. See you there.
Well, we are back. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. This is the Teachable Woman Podcast. I am Reverend Michelle Oz, and
I am Reverend Deanna P. Cherry.
Excellent. And we are teachers of good things. And we want you to know that it's our honor and it's our joy to be able to share with you. We've been sharing with you from a series titled The Everyday Woman. And we just want to share basic things from our heart. As you know, our podcast is unscripted. And we did learn that we are handcrafted by a holy God, that He did not make any mistakes when He was handcrafting us. I love that idea. We also learned that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are unique. There's nobody in the earth like us, that God spent concentrated time with us.
Quiet.
As He's crafted us. Yes. Quiet time. And that He put man to sleep so he wouldn't be interrupting.
Put him in a deep sleep.
A deep sleep so God could have wonderful time with us. And so we're hoping from that you could receive the love that God has for you and knowing that He spent private time crafting you. And so now we want to talk a little bit about, as it relates to our everyday lives as everyday women, how we have to be organized in order to not let the issues of life overwhelm us.
Yes. And we know that in our church ministry, we're taught seven spiritual principles. And the principle of organization is the first principle that we were taught. And organization is God's plan to simplify our lives. It does not mean that our lives are going to be easy, but they will be simplified. And the more organized you become, the more organized you will desire to be, because you will realize how much organization is saving you time and effort. And you will just get to the point where you'll want everything in your life to be organized.
That is true. Father was in the military. And we learned that everything has a place. If we were playing with our toys in the floor, we had to be with the toys. But when we moved, the toys had to move with us. And they had to be put in the place that they were designated to be.
Yeah.
And you'll know the principle of organization just by understanding when you put your keys somewhere they're not normally put, how long it takes you and how frustrating it can be while you stand around saying, now, where did I put those keys? Because they're not in my purse. They're not on the key hook. They're not in the box where they normally are, because putting things in the proper place saves us time.
Simplifies.
It does save us. Yes, it does. And it saves us emotion.
Yep.
That frustration of running around in the last few minutes trying to find your keys. And, you know, I have a habit of leaving shoes in the car because, you know, when I go to church or go work, then I take those shoes off when I get in the car and put driving shoes on. And sometimes I bring my things in the house or leave the shoes in the car. And then I'm ready to wear those shoes again. And I was like, no, where are the shoes? And the last place I think is, you left them in the car.
Exactly.
So, yes. And so then I settle on another pair, and then I get outside and I look and it's like, okay, there's three pairs of shoes in the car. But I could have saved myself some time, right?
Right. But you're picking on me today because I misplace those keys all of the time. And I say, tonight when I come in, they're going to go on the key holder. And the next morning I wake up on my way to exercise class. Who moved my keys? And nobody's here but me.
It was the other you. Not you, but the other you. I understand. Keys are like that. The Word of God helps us to organize. It helps us to choose a number of things in life. I remember learning at the women's retreat about how to organize my life when I had small children, because one event with a small child can just throw the whole day off. You know, they're dressed, they're having breakfast, everybody's sitting ready, walking out the door, cereal bowl is now on the child, gotta change some clothes, right? There's the schedule. So, but having ironed the clothes over the weekend, having all the uniforms or whatever the outfits are sitting ready, because we were organized and we prepared for those eventualities that you didn't expect. You know, now we're just maybe using 5 to 7 more minutes other than, oh my goodness, there's no clean clothes yet. Now what are we going to do? And now we got to wear something different that we're not even supposed to wear to school. So all of those kinds of things, just small things, if we will organize ourselves, it will save us a lot of time.
Oh, yes. And it will help to bring peace into our homes. It'll help to cut down on arguments. It'll help for us not to be so frustrated with our children or our spouses. And, you know, don't be overwhelmed and try to organize the entire house in one day. Choose a drawer. Choose a closet. Choose a wardrobe drawer. Choose one thing and then work with that one thing and purge. Please purge. You don't have to keep things that we know we're never going to get back to that size 2. We were not in that size 2 since we were 2. Yeah. So just if we take on too many projects to organize, we will be totally bent out of shape, frustrated, and feel like it's impossible. So I encourage you, just take one project at a time and organize it, and you're going to be so proud of yourself.
Amen. Amen. I also want to talk about organizing our lives as it relates to relationships and understanding those relationships that we have that bring peace and joy versus those that are constant sources of strife, or I'm going to say every evil work, and how we can organize our lives to better address those types of situations.
Yes. I think you should expound on that a little more while I think more. This is unscripted. We are real.
Right.
We are real everyday women. And I need to think a little bit about what my darling sister is sharing. But definitely we need to organize every aspect, because you can have people in your lives who are just disruptive. And
amen.
We spend too much time trying to please them or trying to do things like they suggest. And it's not going to work. We have to be at peace within ourselves. And so, Sister Michelle, take it away from that.
There are times that we have relationships, and sometimes it can be family members.
Yes.
And sometimes it can be friends or coworkers that are an emotional drain to our lives. There's a constant drawing of a negative atmosphere, or a constant drawing of an unsettling on the inside. And sometimes they may elicit a response from us that is so far from who we want to be or who we are striving to be. And so those kinds of relationships are in a constant withdrawal state.
Hmm.
And they're not making any deposits in our lives. And when we find ourselves in those kinds of relationships, we need to know how to organize our lives so that those individuals do not have as much access to us, that they don't have as much input into who we are and what we do, and to find ways to maintain a level of peace, a level of stability in your life, such that God's word is able to get in and comfort us. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, we fly off the handle, that we tell people that, you know, I'm through with you, I'm done with you. But there are godly ways that we can make these adjustments in order to restore some of the peace and joy back in our lives that may be robbed by others.
I think the important thing is to identify what's important and who's important. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that are in our lives who are just not important. And our husbands, our mates are important. Our children are important. And I think developing meaningful and productive relationships with them, that should be our priority. Of course, loving God and having a relationship with Him is the number one priority. But sometimes we're so encumbered with stuff and things that we don't even have time to have a meaningful relationship with an Almighty God who created us in His image and in His likeness.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And when we say understanding who's important, we're not giving the impression that God's creation is not important, but we are saying that there are people who can add to the productivity of your life.
Right.
There are people who can help you to be what God created you to be, to help you get where God desires for you to be. And then there are those people who are constantly subtracting from that flow.
Yeah.
And when there's that constant level of negativity, you have to know when to cut your losses.
Yes.
You have to know when you can, as they say, exit stage left. Know that this just may, and it doesn't necessarily mean that people are bad. Sometimes they're just bad for you. It doesn't mean that people are not good. It just means that maybe they're not good with you. And sometimes personalities can, you know, rub each other the wrong way, or desires can be contrary. But organizing your life is not just about organizing the stuff and things that we own. It's not all external. It's taking an inventory as well of who in my life is able to add to the condition of my life and add to the productivity of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Who can I learn from? Who can I grow by watching or being in their company? And then who is a constant subtraction?
Yeah.
A constant minus or negativity or just
irritant.
There you go. I was going to say an abrasive person.
Yeah.
But irritant is a good word. So we not only have to organize administratively, organize financially, but we also have to organize our relationships.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought about that before. I think that's why I took that little pause, because I never really thought about organizing relationships. Never, you know, and that's just being honest. I've never thought about that, but maybe it's because I don't have a lot of relationships in my life, especially now. But it's,
you know, that's a whole nother discussion, how relationships change when life circumstances change.
For sure. For sure. And I think
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's important that we not allow a negative people to draw positive energy from us. You know, don't allow, my husband used to call them seeking suckers. Don't allow a seeking sucker to suck the life out of you and leave you befuddled and all upset and in turmoil. Take control of your life. Take control of relationships. Nobody is so important in my life that I have to allow them to negatively impact my life.
Amen. I remember when we learned about seeking suckers, and those are growths that appear on trees. They're not productive. They don't produce leaves or anything. They just look like a big malformation. They suck the life out of the tree. They get the nutrient. They take everything as though they're going to produce, but they never produce.
Never produce.
And so, yeah. Right. And he would tell us, don't allow the seeking suckers to just drain your life. And so that's exactly what that is. I want to make sure you all had a natural example for that. All right. 30 seconds to pour.
Okay. I wasn't expecting it to be up. So that's what I'll do is just give you a couple of things that I would like for you to think about. You know, we must realize that we must believe that righteous works are best for us. Unrighteous works will never be what's best for us. So always make loving God and living for God your number one priority. And God will show you how to organize your life, how to organize your friends, how to organize situations, circumstances, and relationships.
Very, very good. Excellent. That is wonderful. My 30 seconds are going to be, organization is God's plan to simplify your life. And when life gets complicated, oftentimes it's because we've not organized. We've not determined what is important, what is not important, even in that junk drawer, really, what is important and what's not important in that closet. What's important? What's not important? What have we not touched in 3 to 5 years? In our friendships and relationships, who really adds to the quality of my life? And the interesting thing about that is sometimes it's the people you least expect.
Yes.
They may not be in your fab five. The ones that have been called to make a deposit in your life, they may not be in your fab five. I'll use Mrs. Cherry even as an example for me. Friendship developed over the years, but we were in contact until recently. But there was always a deposit being made in my life. And so sometimes it's not necessarily the people that you think. I would have thought that maybe I would be doing a podcast with somebody from college, somebody, a friend that I've had for a long time, you know, but God has a will.
Yes.
And God's will is best. And we're suffering no lack as we work through this podcast. And we are having a good time and we are doing the will of God. And so we both organize our lives in order to have time to do this.
Yes.
And so as we organize our lives, let's make sure we don't organize God out of it.
Yes.
Let's organize into it. Let's make the time. Let's, you know, clean out the clutter of time, relationship, the time wasters, the people wasters, and make God a priority. All right. I know that was more than 30 seconds, but I'm the host. I love you. And that's our time for today.
That's what hosts can do.
We thank you for joining us for this Everyday Woman podcast, and we'll be back soon. Love you.
Ladies, we hear your heart and we felt your prayers. We thank you so much for sharing with us. For your convenience, we have set up the retreat registration for 2-part payments, and it's available on the website right now. That's right, 2 equal payments of $150 each. All payments must be completed by June the 1st of 2024. So go check out our website at teachablewomen.com. And just before you check out, you'll have the option to have 2 equal payments. We are so excited that you're making preparations to be with us, and we are excited to be with you. Have a blessed day. Bye.